Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us on the telephone right now is our friend, neighbor, club owner, musician, all around wonderful man, Lee Falco. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Now, I've known you for many years. I've seen you play, and you've blown my mind on the drums with Will and Brandon as a trio, just the three of you singing, and then Connor also playing with you. And well, you've been doing a whole bunch of great things musically, and as of late, you've taken over the Falcon and keeping the legacy of Tony Falco alive, your dad. And you're doing an amazing job. We at 98.1 KZE, speaking on behalf of the team, had an incredible holiday extravaganza on Wednesday night. So thank you so much for hosting us.
Thanks for doing it there. Love having you guys.
Yeah, it's great. And everyone who was there complimented the Falcon and said how much they loved being there. They love going to shows. They love the food. They love the bar. They love hanging out. And as you and I talked just beforehand, it's an excellent community space. It's a great place to meet. It's a great place to dine, drink, and hear live music. And what Tony developed as an establishment years ago, you kept the legacy alive, and you are still honoring the donation box. So folks on a low budget can come in, enjoy a show, and folks who have a ton of money can generously give. And it's all on the way out. So it's a cool concept, and all the bands do really well one way or another. So how's that going, keeping up that tradition?
It's been going great. It's unorthodox, but like you say, it works really well, and it's a beautiful thing to allow anyone from any economic background to be able to come and enjoy great live music. 100% of what people put in the box goes directly to the musicians, so people are just supporting the arts directly, and it's a really cool platform and a great way for people to do that, you know? And yeah, like I said, it's unorthodox, but once musicians come and they feel the atmosphere there and the community and the vibe, they really love it and they keep coming back. And it's a really nice thing that my dad created, and it's an honor to keep it going.
And it was kind of amazing when the concept was presented and started at the Falcon. And, well, trying to understand how that's going to work out. And Tony believed it would. And does every time, and it's kind of amazing. So you can go out and enjoy a great night of music, and no matter what economically your situation is, as you just said, you can enjoy a great night and meet with others. So you don't have to like hang out in your space on your computer all night. You can go out and find people to converse with rather than type two. And that's important. And a lot of people are appreciating that since the pandemic and have lost sight of it before the pandemic. So hopefully it'll come around again and people will start going out more than they have been. But there's a lot of factors involved. And now when it comes to booking the acts, how do you choose them, Lee?
Well, I try to look for great quality acts like you guys at WKZE. I love musical diversity, so I factor in, you know, what type of crowd they'll bring out. It's, you know, important that it's an audience that will draw an audience, or I'm sorry, a performer that will draw an audience, and then quality. That's basically the two things that I weigh. And I try my best, and I think I do a pretty good job of keeping the calendar full of great artists.
Absolutely.
And if you want to check out the calendar, you can go to liveatthefalcon.com and see some of the great shows we have coming up.
So do you give opportunities to up-and-coming artists and younger bands? And, you know, do they send you submissions and say, man, we want to play at the Falcon?
Sure. Yeah, I get lots of them.
Do you entertain them? Do you have like
Of
them
course.
open up and stuff?
I try my best to. We do have opening acts sometimes, and I'll usually try to have them in as an opener if they're not able to draw a crowd on their own, or sometimes we do a split bill, things like that.
And that's important to give younger artists or developing musicians an avenue to play rather than somebody's basement, but to get in front of people and to expose them to whatever is involved in putting on a show. And that's always appreciated. So thanks for doing that and giving people an opportunity to express themselves musically on your stage is tremendous. Now this weekend, starting on Thursday, you got the Analog Jazz Orchestra's Christmas Swing Along. On Friday is the Colazzo Christmas. It's a benefit with Brian Bieske Colazzo. And on Saturday, the Ed Palermo Big Band. They're doing a matinee at 2:30. Music at 4. The Doors and Dining is at 2:30. And then they're playing in the evening. Dining at 6:30. Music at 8. And Sunday is the Orrin Evans Quintet doing a holiday show. Is the Ed Palermo Big Band doing a holiday show?
I believe so, yeah.
How cool. They are a really fun band, and I've seen that band doing Zappa, Pink Floyd, King Crimson, and it's so much fun. And if people have never seen the Ed Palermo Big Band, you owe it to yourself. There's a varying number of musicians that play, and it's always superb and entertaining.
They're a staple at the Falcon. We're lucky to have them come as often as they do. And it is very popular, so you have to get your reservations in advance. I don't know. There are probably still some slots for the matinee performance, but there might be some for the evening as well. You can, if you go on our website, you can click around and see, and you can always join the wait list to get a table. And you can also just come early and sit at the bar or stand in the back, and usually a table opens up. So if you come out, we usually find a way to get you in.
And I see at the Falcon on Friday, December 27th, Guitar Heroes playing Hendrix, Beck, Page, Clapton, and more with an all-star cast of, I'm just going to say, young-ish musicians. I know that Chogi Lama is a young man on guitar and vocals, and he shreds. He's a great player.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
And Miles Mancuso.
Yeah. Matt
Fink. Zach Alford on drums. And Zach Alford is a legendary drummer. Such a great band. Scott Petito always puts together a killer lineup.
Yeah, and he's playing the bass. Ross Rice. Matt Fink on guitar, who is super accomplished at playing. So, again, this is an opportunity to see the younger guitar explorers playing with the older, established veterans of music, and they mix and collaborate like nothing else. So this is what happens at the Falcon. And the people who come to play at the Falcon have been there. Well, a bunch have been there before and know what to expect and want to come back. That's what I love about the Falcon. And when you see names appearing like, every 3 months, it's not like, wow, they're back again. Man, I'm tired of that band. It's, yay, they have them back, which is a great feeling. So thanks for all that good work on booking these really cool acts and making it diverse and also giving the younger generations an opportunity to explore either original music or even covers, as we just mentioned. So that's a cool thing. Do you support original bands more than cover bands, or does it not matter to you?
I prefer original bands, but we present everything here at the Falcon. I think we're in an age here where the audience in this area likes covers. I know people like to hear music that they're familiar with, so I find that we get a lot of support when we do cover acts. We get a larger audience. My preference is for original music, generally, but I present a wide variety of stuff, all kinds of groups. Some are strictly cover groups every now and again. Others are a mix of covers and originals. And then there's lots of original bands coming up. I'll give a shout out to one that's coming up on January 24th because they're one of my favorite original groups right now. They're called Balin.
Yeah.
And they're from New York City. They're three siblings, and they're phenomenal. They sing lots of harmonies. They write incredible songs. They're on the up and up, and
we're
lucky to catch them at the Falcon on the 24th.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there. They're a really cool act, and they have an amazing chemistry as siblings. And it started out with the two brothers playing, and they're like, you know, we kind of need a singer. And, well, the sister just happened to be in the next room. So it all worked out. And they are a powerful band. They have some great stuff. The first time I saw them was I was turned on to a tiny desk or one of those in a radio station performances, and they floored me. They have such great harmonies and great musical sensibility. So it's cool stuff.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah. So don't miss Balin on Friday, January 24th. And also coming up then in February, got the Osnoy Andrew Sinewick Band, and that should be a blast as well, and so much more down the road. So we're looking forward to it all. And thanks for having a venue that's not far away from anywhere in the KZE listening area that we can go to and enjoy some great food, some great music, and best of all, Lee, the great vibe at the Falcon. And you have a lot to do with that. And it's great when I come there and see you. And then if you're not there, I know that your staff has your back and you're out doing something that's important to you, like playing music or booking more great music for the club. So thanks a lot. And thanks for having our holiday party at the Falcon. And we wish you nothing but great success in 2025.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah. And so what are you most looking forward to in the next couple of months, Lee?
Musically at the Falcon, you mean?
Just in general.
Or in general.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to slowing down a little bit. I've been touring a lot this year, so it's nice to be home and be with my family. Mm. And I got some great sessions coming up here at my studio and at some other studios. We're lucky here in the Hudson Valley to have so many great musicians and producers and songwriters living up here. So I'm lucky to keep busy.
Yeah,
working with some of the great artists up here. So I'm working, the next couple of weeks.
Well, cool.
Locally.
Not that long ago, Amos Lee recorded up there, correct?
He did, yeah. His newest record was recorded at my studio here in Marlboro.
How cool.
And you can find that online. It came out a couple months back. And we're going to be touring more next year. I've been in his band this year, and next year we're starting another tour in April.
Oh, cool.
That just got announced.
Oh, sweet.
Mostly in the South. Around the country, the Midwest and the South.
Oh, that's great. Well, knock 'em dead, Lee. You are a very important member of our community, and we appreciate everything you do, from playing live to supporting live music and presenting live music. Without you, we'd suffer in our music community. So keep up the good work, and we appreciate you.
Right back at you.
Right
on. Supporting the arts and playing such great music all the time. KZE.
Well, thank you. And we'll see you soon. We'll be there soon. So many good shows we just mentioned. I'm going to try to get to them all. Even though it's impossible, I'll try.
All right, Rick. I'll save you a seat.
All right,
cool.
Do it. All right. All the best, Lee. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Folks, visit liveatthefalcon.com. Check out their music schedule and go to 9W in Marlboro and be at the Oasis known as the Falcon. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after this.